there's preliminary signs of gold near William Henry Bay, and a pole raising to raise awareness. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A survey by state geologists last fall shows potential for gold deposits near William Henry Bay. But don't get your gold pan out just yet. The studies are preliminary, but the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys said the discovery is something that might give prospectors and mining companies cause to take a second look at the area.
We just let the public know that, hey, there's a few rocks out here that have really anomalous values of gold, and it gives people, you know, prospectors, the opportunity then to go follow up and see if what it represents. Could it be a significant occurrence or not? That's, you know, basically the job of the exploration people and prospectors to go follow up on this data.
That's Melanie Worden, geoscientist and acting chief of the Mineral Resources Section. She said the survey at William Henry Bay, about 30 miles south of Haines, took place in October 2011. It was part of a statewide evaluation of rare earth elements. Worden said areas around William Henry Bay historically showed records of rare earth elements, but she said those reports were missing information.
And so we didn't really know what it really represented. And since, you know, way farther south in southeast Alaska, there's Bokan Mountain of interest right now, we thought, hey, let's, you know, go take a look at this William Henry Bay area and see if we can get some modern rare earth analyses.
Worden said geologists tested areas on state land and Forest Service land near the bay. She said there was low to moderate results of rare earth elements on the state land, but the Forest Service land unveiled samples of gold in the bedrock. She said the surprise was finding previously unreported lode gold mineralization with gold values of up to 500 parts per billion. Worden explains what that means.
You think back to the gold rush days in Nome and the Klondike, and all those miners were going out there with their gold pans in the streams or benches next to the streams and panning loose gravel from streams or benches near streams. What the difference is the lode is the source in the bedrock itself, in the hard rock that underground at Kensington in southeast Alaska. They're mining the rock, and that's a lode deposit.
The results are public and meant to just provide clues for others to determine if further examination of the area is needed.
The state, it's not our job to go out and do the prospecting for the companies. And, you know, what we want to do is attract companies to come to Alaska to hire Alaskans.
Worden said the work also helps the state decide how to best use land. She gives an example of work state geologists did near Fairbanks when the state proposed creating a cabin staking area. It was near a known gold district.
And so what we wanted to do is go out there and look at the area, do some sampling, and then say yes or no whether they should put cabins on it or save it for mineral entry. And it turns out, you know, most of it was dead, no gold. And so, you know, it was perfectly okay for cabins. But we had to check that first just so the state could make a good decision on how they wanted to use the land.
The report on the William Henry Bay survey is available on the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys or through a link on our KHNS News webpage. Extended periods of rain in southeast over the last week broke at least one local rainfall record. Skagway last Thursday received over an inch of rain, breaking its previous record of 0.83 inches for that day in 2001. On Wednesday, the Haines Station reported 0.41 inches of rain over the previous 2001 record of 0.34. But since that station has only operated since 1998, it's not an official climate record. Forecaster Kimberly Vaughn with the Weather Service in Juneau said the rainfall was part of a series of fronts that moved across southeast late last week. Several other communities recorded record rainfall, including Sitka, Port Alexander, Klawock, Ketchikan, and Petersburg. The community of Snettisham received more than 10 inches of rain in 3 days. The front also brought reports of high winds, Vaughn said.
We got a report of somebody practically getting blown off her bike, nearly got blown off the road while she was riding her bike in Haines yesterday.
You can find more weather information at NOAA.gov. What's the most effective and economically feasible method of curbing water pollution from large tour ships? Alaska's cruise ship science advisory panel meets in Juneau this week to try to answer that question. They'll also review a preliminary report to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Rob Edwardson manages DEC's cruise ship program.
The report will cover their analysis of the information that they've collected for existing and additional systems and methods.
Lawmakers delayed strict new wastewater discharge limits in 2009 while appointing the panel to consider developing an available technology. Its 11 members represent industry, government, fishing, coastal communities, and other interests. The panel will meet Wednesday and Friday at Juneau's Gold Belt Hotel. Edwardson said a Thursday session at nearby Centennial Hall will present choices and issues.
The technology workshop is for members of the public to be able to walk through and look at a number of different displays that details the history of cruise ships in Alaska, the cruise ship wastewater issues, and the panel's work from the past 2 years.
The panel's final report is due in 2015. Meanwhile, the Department of Environmental Conservation is developing a new permit for cruise ships that discharge wastewater within state maritime boundaries. A judge earlier this month said the state has to clarify how it issues discharge permits after conservation groups challenged whether cruise lines were using best available technologies to reduce pollution. Most of the time, in Haines or Clutwan, if you see a community event for a pole unveiling, you expect to go see a carved totem pole honoring a family, place, or event. But last week, the Haines community gathered to unveil a different kind of pole in awareness of domestic violence. The pole outside Sue Folletti's gallery in downtown Haines is a collaborative effort. It has rings of different designs created by various people using a variety of mediums. Some of the artwork is only significant to the artist. But putting the issue of domestic violence on public display is what the effort is all about.
It's the community, and we're coming together and we're saying, yes, it does exist. And yes, as a community, we're going to address it. I think healing comes in admitting there's a problem. And this, as we've joined together and united, are admitting that there is a problem and we're doing something about it.
That's Jackie Simakis, the Domestic Violence Education Coordinator in Haines. She works with Search and in the community to raise awareness of domestic violence. Simakis said the poll can also show those most affected by violence that there are resources and support for them in the community.
My hope is when people drive by and they see it, it will be a constant reminder, and the victims will know they themselves are not alone, that we as the community are there for them.
Sue Folletti came up with the idea for the poll. It stands where a totem pole once stood that has since been moved to her property near Chilkoot River. The new pole is a work in progress, Folletti said, and she expects other people will add to it. Some of the artists that have contributed to it already were at its unveiling last week. Lunch was served and people huddled in the wind as the ceremony opened with dancing and prayer. A specially made drum was also unveiled and used in the dancing as the audience was invited to join in the killer whale song. Emotions bubbled to the surface as the poll was unveiled. Former Mayor Jan Hill said it will help expose the issue of domestic violence in the community.
Domestic violence has been the elephant in the room for a long time, and people don't want to talk about it. It's not a pleasant thing, but we want to make our community aware of how serious it is and how serious we take this issue.
Representatives from AWARE were also present. AWARE stands for Aiding Women in Abuse and Rape Emergencies. The Juneau agency provides domestic violence outreach across southeast Alaska. Leona Santiago works at AWARE but grew up in Haines. She spoke about how ancestors were present at the ceremony, helping support the community and those suffering from abuse.
Whenever we as Native people gather and we open with prayer and songs. We believe our ancestors come. They come and support us. And basically I was letting everybody there know that it wasn't just our Native ancestors, it was everybody's ancestors that was there, because it isn't just Native people.
The drum at the event was created as a healing tool. On the face of the drum is painted the logo of the local domestic violence task force, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Santiago said the drum has special significance for those all over Southeast Alaska.
You know, it wasn't just significant of Haines and Klukwan, it's significant of all the other communities in Southeast, because that's kind of an echo over the mountains, the drum is, you know. And it's a healing drum, and also we think of the women that have died because of domestic violence or sexual assault.
For domestic violence information or support, call Jackie Zemeckis at 766-6382 in Haines, or call the toll-free AWARE crisis line at 800-478-1090. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.